Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There you go. And that's the song that takes us right up to As Promised, Jimmy Carter. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hey, we're already 7:45. Let's get right to Jimmy, brought to you by the good folks at Swartner Farm and Ranch, and of course, Capital Land and Livestock, who they are. You heard about Jim Swartner and coming to the aid yesterday immediately when we talked to Blake Henson about the need for the Texas Firewalkers in the mobile kennel. He came through, one of the folks, right away. And coming through for you, too, our friends at Crestview RV. Fun Friday. How are you, Jimmy?
Because of that horrible traffic accident on I-35 at Palmer late last night. 5 people killed, including some children and a baby. And a big, big wreck. You know, driving down 35 as a citizen, when I was most recently driving around, particularly in the construction that's north of the university and all the way to almost Round Rock, it's scary driving in that stuff. It's scary. And these trucks, they don't slow down at all. And it's just scary. So I hate to, if I was a first responder, and I have been before in my life when I was an EMT, I'm so thankful I never pulled up on a wreck like that, where you've got children and a baby, infant killed and things like that. That would be more than I could have taken, I think.
Yeah, this thing is absolutely horrific. And anecdotally, I've been here since the late 70s, a devastating traffic accident like this. This many vehicles, maybe there's been more, but with deaths, there's never been anything like this.
17 cars or something like that. But it doesn't surprise me, and I don't know exactly where, you know, what they were doing to the road, but all that part of the road was churned up on 35. And, you know, you're in like a gauntlet, you know, with these concrete sides and stuff. There's nowhere to go. You're just going to, when you pile, it's, all those cars are just going to pile up.
And I will tell you, that's going to be a factor, but there are not, I don't want to speculate, but people who claim to have seen it this happened at 11:20 last night. And what folks need to know is this thing is so intense,
horrific,
that it may and horrific that it's going to take most likely all the way through today to do this accident investigation. This means northbound 35 between Howard and Palmer. I'm sorry, southbound. Southbound. Now northbound's open, but the feeder road southbound and the interstate have been closed since about 11:30 last night. And it is, you ought to see the overhead shots by drones and maybe one off of Google Maps, the Google camera from the satellite. Oh, my gosh. This all day long.
All right. So let's run through a couple of these things that are going on. This is interesting, and maybe some heads should be up at the University of Texas. The Columbia University students who occupied Hamilton Hall in a pro-Palestinian protest have been expelled and suspended, both kinds of things. So they're cracking down a little bit. Severe weather is what's going to happen in the next 3 days over much of the Midwest and the South. And they, frankly, have gotten Alabama and part of Mississippi and Tennessee is a four out of five. And that's got me nervous. I'm even nervous today, and I don't usually get nervous about the weather. I was trying to think of where my helmet was if we get to that, because the weather's so crazy, and they're predicting a very high likelihood of long-track tornadoes. And the people of Tuscaloosa and other places around get real nervous when that comes up. So it is pretty warm, although it's not that warm this morning, 64. If it gets up into the 70s, that makes people very concerned. They're supposed to launch at 6:03 tonight.
6:03, huh? Okay.
Yeah, 6:03 tonight is the launch of the SpaceX crew number 10. So hopefully,
well, you get all the information. We couldn't find we knew it would be today, likely today or tonight, but not a reset time, and went through the mission.
Gold. The price of gold now is over $3,000 an ounce. $3,500 is what some people think it's going to do in the next 6 months. Gold is always what people go through in times of uncertainty. And the stock market, CNBC's ratings are going to go up today. Now, the market was up 184 points in pre-market trading, doing a little bit of a bounce. The S&P and both of them are really, I think the S&P is in a correction, and the Dow Jones is not quite in a correction, but getting very close. Judges are ruling from different things all across the country. The latest federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to reinstate tens of thousands of workers laid off when they laid off the probationary people. The decision affects agriculture, energy, defense, interior, VA, and treasury. So we'll see if that holds up or not. But as it is right now, they're going to have to haul them back in. That's going to get so screwy, you know, when you have people coming and going and coming and going, and they've lost their IDs, I presume, in some cases revoked. So that's just, I don't know if they really have to go to work yet or just have to be back on the payroll and can stay at home until this all gets resolved. There is a strap for cash kind of situation, and this is coming from the Wall Street Journal, so they're generally not fake news, that people are cutting back on every type of purchase, and they're seeing it in every kind of store. Dollar General customers, some are saying this is the CEO, they only have enough money for basic essentials. The demand is slowing at Target, Lowe's, Foot Locker. Apparel spending is down 12% this quarter. People making less than $100,000 are feeling similar comments from Macy's. Delta, JetBlue, American Southwest lowered their first quarter sales, citing weather, less government spending due to a shrunken federal workforce, and heightened plane crash fears. Yeah, the plane crash fears. You had an American Airlines plane catch fire in Denver yesterday, and people had to evacuate and jump out on the ring while it's on fire. And I think 12 people had minor injuries,
yeah,
and that's all.
These are mechanical deals with airplanes, and there's always something happening. And every once in a while they get reported, but, you know, since the two major actions are all getting reported. However, thank you for noting that, Jimmy. This one would have been reported anyway, I suspect. I mean, when you got people running out on the wing, no other flight yeah. was on the ground, but that's pretty intense.
Yeah, please don't. No concern. They're just people walking around the wing and the plane is on fire.
Exactly.
Don't worry, but please have no concern. Back in a second.
Everybody's fine.
These messages.
He buys and sells more head of cattle than anyone in America. From Swartner, Texas, fourth-generation cattle rancher Jim Swartner.
I want to take a moment to thank all those hard-working, double-clutching, gear-jamming truckers out there that sacrifice 7 days a week to keep our shelves full. These men and women are the backbone of our country, delivering our goods safely and securely and on time. A lot of folks didn't know how good they were until this last year with the pandemic. They never let us down. So the next time you see a trucker, give them a thumbs up. And for your Aggies, that means gig them. And let them know what a good job they've done. Without Texas truckers, we'd be in a heck of a jam. When you get ready to sell your cattle or corn, give us a call at 254-527-3342 in Swartner, Texas. or visit our partners at Lockhart Livestock Auction in Lockhart, Texas, with auctions every Thursday. And let's all remember, Texas truckers are good for Texas.
Hi, folks. Jimmy Carter here for Crestview RV. If you're new to Central Texas, you may not know about Crestview, but let me tell you, they've been getting people out on the wide open spaces
since 1982.
If you're looking for a camper from one of those little pop-up kinds all the way to the big fifth wheel models, Crestview RV has you covered. They sell and service just about all kinds of RVs and travel trailers with three locations. From Buda to Waco, they're probably close to where you are. With all the comforts you're used to, you can travel anytime you want, home away from home. Get away to the lake, the beach, the desert, the mountains, wherever you want to go. Crestview can help you pick out the right camper or trailer so you can do what you want to do. And with available financing, they make it easy to follow your dreams on the open road. Like I said, three locations, Buda next to Cabela's in Georgetown, in Waco. You can find them online at CrestviewRV.com. That's CrestviewRV.com. And like they say, if their name isn't on the RV, you probably paid too much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
And he's a true Hall of Famer here on Fun Friday, and every day for that matter, page two, Jimmy Carter.
I was just trying to see if there was anything more updated on that wreck, but there's not really. They're just trying to figure out what happened, and you know, because they have to do a really thorough investigation on a death, much less multiple deaths. And it's just, yeah, definitely a traffic mess today. I was trying to see if there's anything extra about it. Not really. 17 people, 17 vehicles involved, and all the patients in critical were removed in about 40 minutes from the wreck. Diesel fuel spilled from the 18-wheeler semi that was involved. It's been contained. And
By the way, it looks like the reliable report on that. When I first heard that at 4 this morning, you know, I envisioned a diesel tanker. You know, but it's still a lot of diesel.
Regular diesel.
Yeah, you know those big old side saddle tanks they have?
Side saddles,
one
yeah.
of them just totally blew up. That's a lot of diesel right there.
They said no arrests have been made at this time concerning that. Three adults were taken to Seton Medical Center. And on and on and on.
Predictions aren't helpful, by the way, Jimmy. You are right. I believe we will see that construction caused an issue, but we're starting to see things that look reliable. There is going to probably be somebody charged at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that. It's you feel tight. I mean, you put your shoulders in, you know, because everybody's still going at highway speeds, a little slower maybe, but and should be a lot slower, but they don't. And it's just, ugh. Comcast paid $300 billion to stay with the Olympics. So they'll be on NBC through 2036.
That sounds like government money. $300 billion.
About $300 billion. This Reacher TV show, season 3, is the most watched returning season ever on Amazon Prime. I bailed out after the second day of this. And I guess I'm going to wait till all the episodes come out. Then I may try to watch it again. I just wasn't into it this time. And some people said they kind of felt this was the weaker of the of the three that have been on. The ratings have been good on cable news lately because of Trump in the last month. Fox News has risen to 3.1 million in prime time in February compared to 2.8 million in January. Tiger Woods is dating Vanessa Trump. Vanessa Trump is the ex-wife of Don Jr. They were married for 12 years before she filed for divorce in 2018. Remember, he had a girlfriend named Guilfoyle, and then she was around for
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
A bunch of years. Kimberly, and now she is destined to be the ambassador for Greece, and Don Jr. is with yet another bon vivant down there. So Tiger Woods, they've been kind of low-key. I know he's been paying some with the president. He lives in Palm Beach, so I guess they go play golf, but that's interesting. Brad Pitt, this movie looks great. It's called F1. It's coming out June 25th.
About car racing?
It is. Yeah, it's from F1 racing. And it, in fact, I don't know if they shot in Austin
or
not. Yeah,
they did. Yeah, he was here for about a week. Some of it's in Coda. It was shot at the Circuits of America. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they look like there's one scene where the drivers are out of the cars and they're on the track and they're walking up that big hill, you know, that's in the first turn at the Austin track, because I recognized it. And they shot all over the world on this movie. And the director is the same director that did Top Gun Maverick. So when he took on this F1 movie, he wanted to reinvent camera systems, so do the same thing for F1 that he did for Top Gun Maverick. And they say, whoa. Well, I mean, the previews are unbelievable. They really are. I mean, between the editing and everything else, this movie looks great.
Man, I've never heard you.
Have to go in IMAX.
Not to memory, in what, 25, 30 years, say, here's something come out. It looks really, really good.
Well, Top Gun Maverick looked really good. I've been a few, but there ain't been many, you know, that look really good. This new Jurassic Park looks really good. They've got the dinosaurs.
You just lost me.
They just get better and better with those. I know you don't care about the dinosaur movies.
No, the technical part of it these days, it will blow you away.
It's amazing.
It it looks just so real that you go, well.
And with this thing, now this is all real driving. Brad Pitt drove. In fact, some of the scenes you'll see, well, he drives in all the scenes. There's no special effect, you know, drivers or anything. They actually have these actors driving. And they said Brad just took to it, that he was somewhat of a natural driver. And he had real race cars on a real F1 track. So I can't wait to see that one. I hope it's good. And they're going to make a documentary about Tim Burton. Tim Burton, one of the great unusual directors in Hollywood history. He did a movie that I've never seen in replay. Maybe it's out there. I think I'd like to watch it again. Edward Scissorhands. Did you ever see that?
I did. That's freaky, man.
It was wild.
That was a freaky. That was a long one. And then he did Beetlejuice 1 and 2. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Sweeney Todd, that was a dark one. And he did the two best Batman movies, Batman 1 and Batman Returns, with Michael Keaton. So Tim Burton is a creative guy. They're doing a documentary film about him, and that'll be worth seeing when it comes out. So there. So weather and basketball, Texas playing midday today. That's one of the top story.
Texas has gone this far, but they do have all their players back. And two overtimes yesterday, and the reward is we play your favorite team in college sports, the Tennessee Volunteers, and our old coach Rick Barnes.
The other UT.
Yeah, the other.
Well, you know I'm rooting for the Longhorns. No fruit sucks like the big orange. I can't stand it.
There you go, Jimmy. Roll Tide.
I knew that was your real feeling.
Alabama was playing late tonight. You're playing pretty early. You're in the early.
I'm sorry. I meant to mention that. So try to get home or wherever you got to. You can get to ESPN, which you can do on your phone for that matter. I know. But it's 2:30 today. And we played, of course, Tennessee this year. And they beat us, but it was no runaway. It was pretty close. So we'll see.
Alabama got beat up there, too, one time.
That's right.
I think. Yeah. So anyway, Auburn and Alabama, the teams to watch. Texas is the big story right now. And if they win today, they will be the big story.
Who is it, Alabama? Does Alabama have their game tonight?
Alabama plays Kentucky tonight, like 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
That'll be worth watching. Actually.
Yeah, and Kentucky's
one of the first games.
Yeah, Kentucky's game didn't get over till like 10 minutes after midnight this morning, and they said Kentucky's got to play two games in one day because it was so late.
Do you know how tired our guys are?
Oh, they're
double days overtime in a row, and then double overtime, then back at it to 2:30 today. And here comes Tennessee tonight. Because
they had a bye, right?
They're so good, they had a double bye. So they're all rested, legs are fresh, and Jimmy Carter might end up upset because Tennessee might win.
I hate him.
Me and you both.
I'd spin a little Rocky Top for you if Eric were here.
I'm glad you don't know how to work the board.
Well said, my friend. All right, thank you, Jimmy. Good weekend, too. I hope you do, and thanks for the fun Friday contributions of Jimmy Carter and the JC Report, brought to you by Jim Swartner Farm and Ranch. Have you been drinking, Bob? No? Maybe I should try it. And also, Crestview RV, Mike Regan and his folks, three locations, of course, that big one of 22 acres, where it's always been, right there at exit 220 in Abuda, Texas, America, where it's also great to be alive. So much more to come here on this fun Friday. We're just getting started right here on 95.9 Austin's Texas Country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.